Welcome to Hammer Down! Number one sports betting show coming out of the McAfee Corporate Thunderdome. I'm Tone Diggs.
And a baby Tony. It's
Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian station. He's a beard wonder. Why?
Today, Tony.
Today to you, sire, Brucey. Bruce.
What's going on, dude?
It's like you got some sleep.
Yeah, I did.
Good.
Hi, baby Bruce.
I did.
Fresh as a daisy.
Fresh as a daisy.
We're back.
Otter, how are we? We have picks, huh?
Hey, yeah, we have picks. We got NBA games. We got college basketball games. I think there's soccer. I'm not sure what else, actually.
We'll take a look. We'll take a dive.
Let's go, dude.
We'll figure all that out.
How did Nevada do last night, Ben?
Nevada lost by 9. So depending on what you got them at, you might have fucking covered. I did not.
It's okay. Gumpy went undefeated, I think.
No, I didn't.
Just that parlay.
I did hit a nice money line parlay.
Just that parlay you sent me. Okay.
Yeah, it was, as Bruce could tell you, Fordham didn't get off the bus or didn't walk to the arena.
No, they didn't leave the cafeteria for the short walk over to the Rose Hill Gymnasium.
Oh, no.
Dayton started on a 25-4 run.
Oh, yep. No.
And this is off the heels of. Who was it? Fucking Davidson coming to town and holding us to maybe 4 points in the first half.
Oh, no.
It's Fordham toast.
Yeah, I think it's...
What happened?
I think we can put a wrap and a bow on Fordham basketball this season.
Hey, we'll always have the start of the season, Bruce.
It was great. 12-1.
Covering machines.
12-1 at home.
Covering machines.
Hang the banner.
I had one play. It was San Jose State.
San Jose State.
Covered.
And my parlay, Fresno brought it to within like 6 with like 2 minutes left. I was close to taking the cash.
The ice did not go. It's not go well.
No.
The boost did not hit.
No.
The other picks that I had didn't hit for sure.
Kraken won. Kraken are fucking rolling.
Cold as ice.
Texas hockey won. Don't worry, boys.
We're in Hawaii still, right?
Oh, yeah. We're heading on over to the Sony Open.
Not as, a bigger field than last week. Maui. So I'm assuming they're teeing off a little earlier than they did.
Bigger field, but less of the big names.
Well, yeah,
a lot of guys
sure.
play in the Champions thing and then take some time in Hawaii. Tom Kim is your favorite, 10-1.
Tom Kim had a great fucking outing last week.
He did. He's hot. Second favorite, Sung J.M.
Okay.
12-1.
All right, well, I'm going to have to tweet those out tomorrow morning because I have not got to the Sony Open yet.
I got my pick for you.
Okay, good.
There we go. How about
Jordan Spieth? 15-1. Oh. Third favorite. I like him.
Where is Lefty? I mean, golf season's back. Lefty's hat not in play? Or
Lefty hat didn't make it to the keep pile down at the old office.
Let me ask you, though.
Is
the weather going to be warm enough to play golf? Bruce?
It is in Hawaii, but I don't know what happened to this studio because it is freezing all of a sudden. Ladies and gentlemen, Nikki Skates.
We are opening up today with the ice. Welcome, Nikki Skates.
Boys, it's good to be here. It's been a rough couple nights on the ice. Happy to be back.
Not ideal last night.
Let's
bounce back, but you know, in honor of Hockey Talk being tonight at 8 o'clock,
let's get you in here. Yeah, thank you.
You know, it's a special celebration.
The incredible Linda Cohn will join us.
What?
Yeah, you heard that right. And then later,
as
always,
have her pads on.
I hope Linda fucking puts the pads on. Okay. We take a couple shots, and then always as you know, at midnight we will wait for Barry Melrose to join us. Maybe he will finally
AQ at midnight too, or
Brown one Eastern.
Okay, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
I'm excited for that. Short slate tonight.
Very short.
Short, but sweet.
It is kind of sweet.
Some might say.
Some tasty nuggets.
We got two tonight. Yeah, I'm gonna dabble in two. Let's see if we can get our money back from last night. Starting with the Capitals are at the Ponce.
Capitals are at the Ponce. The Ponce are hot. They've won 4 of their last 5.
Yeah, they have, haven't they?
But I'm not taking them here tonight. And the Caps are also hot. 7-3 of their last 10. Give me the Caps. I will take them.
60.
60.
Yeah, I'm also on the
I was going to do puck line, but I'll take it.
I'm 60. Also on the Capitals 60 minute line.
Hell yeah.
You in?
Make it 3?
Yeah, I'm on the Capitals.
Team Skate?
Yeah. Team Skate!
Gumpy, this next one I'm having some trouble with. I was kind of leaning towards the Preds maybe. They're hot. They've won five of their past six. Toronto, while they have won two games, it hasn't been as impressive lately as it was earlier. The goaltending is kind of cooling off a little bit. Bad on some injuries, I know, but fuck it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to take Nashville as a dog.
There we go.
If UC Soros is playing, we haven't got confirmation yet, but he's expected to play. So,
Coils are at the Ducks as 250 favorites.
Yeah, the only thing I don't like about the Coilers here is that Jack Campbell is going to get the which we know, Gumpy and I are big Stu Skin guys. We love Stu Skinner, but Anaheim allows the most shots per game in the league and the only team allowing more than four goals per game. So give me Edmonton puck line here.
Last one is Sharks at Kings. This is the last one that I am on.
Yeah, Sharks have already lost two games to the Kings this season. Give me the Kings 60-minute at home in their last 12. They're 9-2-1. Pretty good team.
Same.
Phoenix Copley in that. That's what we, I think. Yeah. That's what we want to see. The
I'm stuff. In on that one as well.
Which game's going over, do you think?
San Jose, L.A. has a chance to, I would think. Edmonton, Anaheim certainly has a chance to.
Feel like taking it over tonight, Bruce?
I felt like it.
You feel like taking it over tonight, Bruce?
Edmonton, Anaheim's the one.
That one's group. 7 on there.
That's wild.
Yeah, that's it's pretty high total.
Yeah, give me the Capitals Flyers over 6.
Okay,
I can get there too.
Okay, something to think about.
Have a night.
Thank you, Bruce, and thank you, Nikki Skates.
Thank you, boys. Good
you
luck.
Can catch him, Gumpy, Linda Cohn.
Rupper,
and then a nightcap with Barry and AQ.
Obviously, sorry.
Sweet, sweet Melrose. Great
nightcap.
Thanks.
You're as
thank
cold
you for your time.
Ice.
You've been a sweetheart today.
Thank you for flexing. Sacrifice our love.
Let's go to the NFL real quick. Just some updates. We have to make some updates because some updates. The lines have all moved.
Every single.
Pretty much. Not every single one, but a lot of them have. Seahawks, Niners crossed that beautiful key number of 10. So if you were going to be on the Niners, which I believe, let me check, 84% of the money is, 71% of the bets are on the Niners. And then number went to 9.5. People call that reverse line movement. I don't know if we give a fuck about reverse line movement or not, but if you are someone who does, that's the direction that it's moving. 9.5 key number, Niners under 10. Chargers.
You want a stat for that one, Tony?
Yeah, give me all the stats.
Quick stat.
In the wild card era.
Division opponents. Is a division opponent stat?
Teams that swept facing same opponent in the playoffs are 12-7 straight up.
But not
good. 9-9 ATS. Yeah.
Coin flip. Slip a coin.
Yep.
Jeez Louise.
Jeez Louise.
I don't know what to do with that information.
Chargers, it's moved to point. Just a measly little point.
I think I'm going to take all the home pops here. Super wild card weekend has always been about the pops. I don't know if it changes.
Yeah, you know, go check my Twitter. I've loved pops in wild card weekend going back. They have been pretty good in wild card weekend. Split money. 2.5 is the number right now for the Chargers. So just a little movement there, but they are creeping closer to 3.5.
Keep it going.
You
keep
can now buy that number.
Keep
something
jacking
about
up the Chargers, boys.
Okay. Yeah. This
might,
one.
Might ahead, be sorry. My bias, but the move to 2.5 makes me love the Jaguars, and the move from 10.5 to 9.5 makes me just want to take the 49ers and doesn't do anything for me on the Seahawks end.
Okay.
That might just be all my own bias.
It could be. It absolutely could
be.
I kind of like how Pete Carroll's talking though.
Yeah, roller, razor.
Yeah, but he's like, we got no chance. He's like, we got no chance playing the Niners.
Yeah, we're not even going to prepare.
Yeah, I kind of like that.
The Raiders played the Niners tight. Like that was weeks ago.
Yeah. This one moved a bunch. Kind of. It was 10.5 yesterday, and then it crossed that key number and went down to 9, 9.5. This is Dolphins and Bills. And then the Tua definitely out news came and it bumped back to 13.5, which is it's a large spread for the NFL playoffs. Is it going to be Skyler now? Is Teddy's finger doesn't work? Or
I think McDaniel wants to go with Skyler at this point.
I was going to ask you that. Which one?
Because it's like Teddy's hasn't been with the ones. Like, it's just, it feels like, I think McDaniel believes that Skyler, after playing like a full game for his first time, and I think that's just what he's going with.
Okay. Giants, Vikings, nothing.
A little juice movement, but yeah, holding the three.
Yep. Ravens, Bengals has moved from 6.5 across a very, very key number of 7 through 7.5 through 8 up to 8.5.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Lamar Jackson is not practicing. I would assume that's responsible for quite that bit of line movement. But if you got the Bengals at 6.5, you feel pretty, pretty good about yourself.
I'm mad at myself right now. Bills minus 9.5 and Bengals minus 6.5 are distant memories.
Yes, then we're very available. Readily available.
I don't think, doesn't sound like Armstead's playing for the Fins either.
Okay, good news for them. Cowboys Bucks holding at 2.5. Those are your NFL updates for today.
Gump, what's Tom Brady's record against the Cowboys?
I don't have Tom Brady's record against the Cowboys.
I think Bruce does.
But I do know that playoff teams that are 500 or worse are 8-3 ATS since 2005 in the playoffs.
Okay. Bruce, will you please give us the stat that you wanted to give everybody?
Tom Brady 6-0 against the Cowboys in his career.
It's not true. They lost against the Cowboys opening fucking game 2 years ago after they lost, or after they won the Super Bowl.
They didn't cover.
You're right.
Yeah, they won.
They won by 3.
Man, when anyone says anything about the Cowboys, you just speak with blind rage and just...
Yeah. I'm sorry for doing that.
Yeah. Bruce is a fucking mad Giants fan.
Yeah, sorry. No, I also just love the Buccaneers.
I just hope the Cowboys can figure out what kind of spikes to put on, right, Paul?
Yeah, it's tough on grass.
They need those.
Fuck, if it rains, they might as well just call the fucking game. We're not watching football on Monday.
Seriously, put Dak down for 3 picks and move on.
I mean, that's gonna fucking happen. He just better have 4 fucking touchdowns.
I mean, when D-Bot was literally showing that interception on that pick 6, well, okay.
That's what he does, dude. You just have to expect him to throw an out route late as fuck. It's going to be a deep one, too, so it's going to be just super fucking late, and it's going to be probably 4 or 5 yards behind him.
Okay.
Maybe the under in that game, huh?
Ooh, num, 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 num.
Oh, yeah, Tom doesn't wake up.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Right? Primetime under.
This brings a good point. This is primetime Tommy. It's past his bedtime, especially on a Monday night.
Yeah, under 45 and a half.
Yeah, thank you.
New girlfriend could be keeping him young. Might be staying up later.
Ooh, that's a great point. Did you see the contradicting report to that?
I mean, she wants it, but he doesn't have the fucking gall sack to do it.
she would also have to leave her husband.
About? Tom's afraid.
What the hell are you guys going on about?
She is married.
Let's play some football.
Yeah.
I think Mitt and I are talking about two different people, but
no, she is married.
I mean,
let's go college basketball.
Baloncesto.
Oh, I have to go into my bet slip for college basketball.
CBB.
How many you got, though?
5. How many you have?
What? 13.
Okay.
Bit of a banger tonight, guys. Yeah,
there's some fucking bangers tonight. UNC not covering last night was criminal. They were rolling in the first half.
I don't like the boost. I believe it's a couple teams to win. Texas was involved in there, and I kind of like TCU. I'm not taking TCU, but I kind of like them.
Duke, Arkansas, and Texas all to win.
I don't mind. I almost took Pitt tonight, too, so I don't like the...
Yeah, I don't like Arkansas.
There was what? There's a game. I didn't take it. I think it's Southern versus someone else. They're both like 14-0 or 14-1. I can't remember what it is.
Did you see the kid and the kid score with his shoe in his hand last night?
No, I didn't. That's Max pretty sweet, though.
Max and baby.
I am on North Carolina A&T minus the 2.5 against Elon. I am on Towson minus the 2.5 against the Blue Hens of Delaware. UCF money line against Memphis. UC Riverside against San Diego. And that one's a money line as well. And UC Santa Barbara. Don't love laying 8.5, but I'm going to against CSU Bakersfield. Are we going against each other in any of those?
I think you know which one.
You're taking the Blue Hens, obviously.
Yeah. UMass Lowell's getting 1.5 at home versus Vermont. I love that. Mississippi State on the money line at Georgia. I think they could squeak this one out.
Okay.
Delaware plus 2.5 versus Towson. Duquesne Dukes. Money line at St. Joe's. Boom. Radford getting 1.5 at Winthrop.
Okay.
I love Penn State money line at home versus Indiana. Indiana is struggling right now.
Struggle.
And who would I be if I didn't take Marquette catching 2.5 at home versus UConn?
UConn's been a
game of the night. Shaka, shaka, shaka.
ATS, why the Huskies have not been as hot. Marquette, though. I almost took Marquette. Almost.
Oh, yeah. That'll be a larger money line parlay for me.
Okay.
Bama getting 1.5 at Arkansas. I love. I think Bama wins that game.
Okay.
Davidson money line at home versus Richmond. Uh-huh. Rice money line at home versus Middle Tennessee.
I was on that one, but it scared me away for some reason.
The lines started moving a lot. They were plus 1.5 this morning. Rutgers money line at Northwestern. I love UC Riverside money line, UC San Diego, and the nightcap Utah Valley catching 1.5 at Cal Baptist.
Okay, so we're on Riverside together.
UC, there's a couple of UCs.
You know, you got you boys on anything tonight, or
I too am on Marquette, Chuck Smart, plus 2.5 with UConn coming to town. I grew up a UConn fan, but also love Marquette. Give me Marquette there, plus the 2.5. How about Rhode Island at home? St. Bonaventure coming down.
I would lean that way.
I'm on Rhode Island, and I was on Arkansas Gump, but you talked me out of it.
Okay. I like when that happens.
I think Bama's really good, dude. I'm not that high on Arkansas. That's just me. A lot of people are.
Yeah, fair play.
Okay. Let's head to the NBA for tonight. I believe there's 4 games. Or is there more?
No, there's about 6 or 7.
Clippers in a fucking boat race last night, too.
Yeah, that was
5, 6, 7. Yeah.
I mean, Luka can't get any fucking help out here, but it's all right. Is
Bradley Beal still out for the Wiz, right?
Yeah, he does not play, but I'm on them tonight, actually, if you want to start there. I'm on them tonight. They're -1.5 at home with the Bulls coming into town. The Wizards need this game, so that's why I'm on them here. And then we can go into Atlanta. I don't really know why I like the Hawks here at home with Milwaukee coming into town. Milwaukee's so fucking good, and the Hawks really can't fucking play defense. They can't really rebound. I don't really know why I like Atlanta here, but the 4.5 at home, I just kind of took it.
No Trae Young.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know why. I had
to pick him last night.
Yeah, I don't know why I like it. I'm just feeling it. We're throwing darts here. Okay. I'm kind of fading myself on that pick here. And then we're taking Indiana, the steady, true, +5, going into New York. Let's go, boys. Let's go.
Bruce, how do you feel about it?
I'm on the Knicks, but I am laying it on the money line, just -180. I got 180 to win 100. I like them to grind it out. I'm fading you, Mitt. I'm on the Bulls, +1.5. No DeMar DeRozan.
Nope.
But Zach LaVine kind of figures to step up into a larger role. I also like Zach LaVine 30+, which is +105.
I am going to be on the Bulls as well.
Yes.
I am also going to be on the Pacers. And I'm going to lay, is it still 7?
What game?
I'll tell you in a second. It's down to 6. I'm going to lay six with the T-Wolves against the Pistons.
I'm not in the business of betting against the Celtics, but 9.5 feels like a lot there.
Yeah, those are both the ways that I was leaning. Can I intrigue you in something that I like to call a hype boy parlay?
Sure. I'll shoehorn it in there.
All right, let me shoehorn this one in here. We got Tyrese Halliburton. He's going into the Garden.
Okay.
So he's going to have 20+. We got Giannis. He's going to be Giannis. He's going into Atlanta. He's going to have 30+.
Okay.
We got the Joker. He's playing at home. He's going to have 25+. We got Ja. He's going into Sacramento. He's going to have 25+. Let's go, Tony. That should get you about +800.
Okay.
Let's go, Tony.
Sounds good.
Let's go, Tony.
Is that hype, Tony?
Yeah. Let's go, Tony.
Were you on NBA?
No, I don't like any of it.
Okay. Is there any footy tomorrow?
No.
Who do you like?
Man City's down 2-0 to Southampton in the cup right now.
Jesus. Dude, that second goal from Southampton was bananas.
Yeah.
What were they on the money line? Probably.
I don't know, but I live bet Man City at halftime plus 450. But I don't think that one's coming home.
You.
Whoa.
Who do you like tomorrow, Sony?
I already told you, Jordan Spieth, 15-1.
Okay. I didn't know. I couldn't remember if you were just listing people off because you did list the top two favorites and then you went Jordan. Okay.
Yep. Jordan Spieth. I also I feel like Corey Connors might have some fun.
Ooh, the Canadian.
Yeah, the Canadian lad.
I'll tweet mine out tomorrow morning.
Hell yeah.
Do you see Justin Thomas got a new putter, Bruce?
Did you see the trailer for the Netflix show?
Is that something we're talking about? Awesome. That actually does look awesome.
Yeah,
excited for that.
That does look pretty sweet. That is like
the hell of a year
on that.
Hell of a year to start that.
All time.
All right. I think we're good, boss.
Good stuff.
Good luck tonight.
Hell yeah.
Thank you.
We will be doing same game parlay holiday for this weekend. Us four will be in charge of picking same game parlay for one of the games. That should go well. I assume we'll just agree on everything.
Yeah. We're probably the toughest team to get all aligned. Yep,
I was thinking the same thing. Yeah. Normally, when you're on a gambling show, you have pretty strong thoughts about your gambling picks. I might just go ahead, boys. You guys just go ahead.
Oh no, we need you, Tony.
We'll sign
on, Tony.
Call the center. I mean, we were close last year with the Niners.
Yeah, we were.
I can't remember what didn't hit with the Niners.
I think it was like
it was a rushing.
Yeah, we like did Debo rushing and he caught like.
It was something.
We had
Debo. We were very close.
Todd, Niners plus the points and Debo something else and it didn't hit.
Let's see if I could search Twitter and find it. Nope.
I think it was one of the Debos that didn't hit.
Yeah, we had alt something.
I think it might have been. We'll just talk this out on air. You know, I don't love when touchdowns are involved.
I love touchdowns.
So I can't just shoehorn in a fucking touchdown for this?
I mean, we could try.
You can shoehorn
it. We're going to sit down. We're going to do this together, okay? Maybe we'll do it live on air tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe. We got to figure out which game.
So wrong.
I believe we're either going to do Giants-Vikes or Bengals-Ravens, which I think Bengals-Ravens will be a lot of one team.
Yeah.
Giants-Vikes may be a combination of things.
I can get some unders in there for a couple
not
of those.
For the other Giants Vikes, you're not.
I was only thinking one team.
No, yeah. I mean, yeah. We could go
you
under
the team. I'm thinking.
Let's just take Ravens under everything.
Yeah.
All right. We'll figure that out by the end of the week. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Done.